Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, welcoming you to the program. Today, we are looking at the Gospel more, Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30, and I will quote one verse within those verses, and it goes like this: although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. End of quote. The understanding of the Word of God is not the only privilege of the educated. In fact, we all can witness to the strong faith and knowledge that may be spoken by those with the minimum of education. There is the story of a priest home on holidays in the west of Ireland. At the end of a long summer's day, he was out walking when he was suddenly caught in a cloudburst. Heavy rain, in other words. Taking shelter under a large tree, it was a few moments before he noticed a very old man was sheltering there also. They engaged in conversation together on the usual topics, the weather, the local sports scene, etc., etc. After a while, the old man was silent, and the priest noticed that he had taken out his rosary beads and was quietly saying his prayers. Impressed, the priest remarked, "You're great at the praying." "Ah, yes," the old man said, "the Father is very fond of me." This explains what Jesus meant by praising his Father in heaven for revealing his love and fondness for the simple, mere children who know the peace and security of that loving Father. Look at maybe our grandmothers and grandfathers who lived in different times and with different education opportunities. See how they loved God and didn't even know a great much of doctrine, but yet they practiced their faith and gave us great examples of hope and trust and confidence in a God who loves us. We don't want to condemn learning and education. In fact, we must compliment all learned people who are a great help for us. Scholars of Scripture, especially, learn Greek and Aramaic and are able to know better the original meanings of the Scriptures because these are the original languages of the Bible. God bless them. We need them to help us to make it all clear. Religious debate, though, has gone on for centuries. Differences between the different faiths has been the cause of conflict and sometimes wars. The following is an example of what can happen with religious debate and differences. During the time of the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD, the huge conflict was as to the nature of Christ. Who was Christ? Was Christ God, or was he created by God and therefore not equal to God? This was the big question. This was known as the Arian debate. Arianism was given to us through the influence of an Alexandrian priest called Arian. Much of southeastern Europe and central Europe had embraced Arianism. We, as Catholics, follow the Nicene Creed to believe that God himself, the Creator, took on human nature and lived like us. In every way, he was human, but he didn't sin. But at the same time, he was consubstantial. He was in the same substance with the Father in heaven. This was the creed that was agreed upon, that would be professed by all Catholics. So So simple like trust in the mercy and kindness of God is what is being said today by Jesus. This childlike trust in the Lord in all our challenges and trials and temptations of our everyday life. And the simple and mere children have access to all that. The grannies and grandparents may all have reached that place in spirituality without too much knowledge of doctrines and philosophies. The person who accepts the loss of a partner in marriage or a child and gives praise and glory to God knows this childlike trust in a loving father. To make this simpler, think of the mind of a child. Total trust in his parents. Safe in the house of the parents. Listening and learning from the parents. Being fed and clothed by the parents. Being educated by the parents. Total trust and total protection. This is the hallmark of a good home. This is the condition or disposition that is the right condition for knowledge in the Lord. This is hard to put into doctrines, and words fail to express that total safety and assuredness of a child in a good home. Saints and spiritual writers have found this simplicity is the key to godliness. To speak of God like a child does, about the heavenly-like atmosphere that he or she experiences in the sanctuary of the home, is what we all come to when we are struck by the mystical experience of the Lord. It's beyond words, and therefore music and song and poetry and chants and all that takes over and may have no place in the philosophies and doctrines that we struggle to understand and can even raise wars between us like the Arian conflict. The God of Abraham becomes my God, however, the God of my personal story, who guides my steps and does not abandon me, the God of my days, the companion in my adventures. Pope Francis said during his weekly general audience in the library of the Apostolic Palace at the Vatican on June the 3rd, 2020. Through his prayer, the Pope said, Abraham became familiar with God, even capable of arguing with him, but always faithful. He spoke to God and he argued. And when God asked him to sacrifice his son Isaac, Abraham continued to trust in the Lord, living his faith as an ordeal like walking while groping in the dark. Then God himself stops the hand of Abraham, which was ready to strike his son Isaac, because he saw that Abraham's willingness was truly total. We too often feel like we are walking in the dark, but with faith, especially in times of trouble. So while praising the learned and the wise, we are learning about the childlike trust and confidence we are nurturing through the course of our daily lives. This is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now, and God bless you this Sunday to have a peaceful and a holy Sunday, and a successful and peaceful and pleasant week ahead.